girl, the anime Nay. I hope everyone's feeling pretty good because I'm feeling great. So we are finally on episode 6. We're seeing Aaron take his stand against Marley, and I cannot believe what's going down. But before we get to the episode, let me introduce my guest, y'all. I have the man. The man is here. You can't watch one of his videos and not laugh. I promise. Okay, he's a comedian, a YouTuber with over 86k subs, anime content creator, comic book creator. I mean, what doesn't he do? Everybody, welcome Mr. Mo Lowry to the pod.
The crowd goes wild. Oh, that was a nice thing. Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, y'all know how hard it is to get 100 subs. You got 86,000. What is that?
It's a process. It's definitely a process. But man, yeah, definitely shouts out to God for blessing me with that. But I know I still haven't been able to enjoy it because it's like, it's so many. So numbers can always go up. So like, yeah, okay, I'm about to hit 100,000. But then there's people with a million. And so I got to be proud of my own accomplishments because I can't really compare it to other people. Oh, yeah.
Nah, for real. But honestly, yeah, I definitely commend you because this YouTube game is no joke. But you do a bunch of different stuff. I personally am a huge fan of like your video commentary. And I think the first video I saw of yours was one you did on Samurai Champloo. And that's one of my favorite animes too. So I was like, okay, hold on, this is kind of funny. He doing like a little review, but I'm over here cracking up. Like, so you were telling me that you started doing your own comic book. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I got two different stories at the moment. I got one called Mo Heroes, Mo Problems, where I'm the character, Mo Lowry. And I have another one called The Above, which I kind of am the character too, but it's a lot of subliminal meaning. I like to let the readers catch on to how I snuck my way into that show, I guess. But yeah, I had a few pages. So even though I'm almost at 100,000 on YouTube, man, Facebook then took me down a few times. Like my first page, I was at 250,000. It got snatched away. Second page, I got it to 100,000. It got snatched away. And another one, 150,000. It got snatched away. And now it was the one of them got hacked. So one of them I can't give everyone the credit to. But one of them got hacked. And the other two was due to copyright reasons. But they never told me who exactly sent the strikes to get me down. So I didn't know. But I'm like, I'm tired of entertaining these people because I talk about your content and boost you guys up, influence people to watch it, but then y'all just smack my page like that. And then just as a culture in general, it's like, man, we spend so much energy into another person's content to where they really don't reflect our image well, in a sense. I mean, it's cool to watch and it's fun for our imagination, but as far as just how they represent us, is really not catered to us. We just gravitate towards it. So I'm like, I can either keep complaining about that or I can do what I can to make my own and develop a decent story for myself. So that's how those two came about. Both of them are totally different on sides of the scale, from just the animation, how it looked, from the characters that would be followed, and just the action. So it's totally two different sides of the scale. So if somebody doesn't like this one, they'll like the other one and vice versa. But yeah, that's what got me into doing that. I can't really talk about the story too much because I'm only on issue one, developing two, and I don't want to spoil it just yet. I'm trying to get that group of people. You know how people who just watched the show, and there's people who read, and like, dang, you just now figuring that out? We've been through that. So I'm trying to get that group of people situated first, and then I can start spoiling my own show. Yeah, that's how that came about.
Yeah, okay, the master plan. I mean, okay, first, I hate when stuff gets taken down. That's so ridiculous. Like, it hurts. And you put all the energy into creating it, and you create it knowing, like, you know, this is good art. I feel good about this. I think, you know, you think your community is going to feel good about it, and then a website takes it down for some reason. But what's your, what's kind of like your favorite thing to create right now? I know you also are doing stand-up, too.
My favorite thing to create, I'd probably say my favorite thing to create would probably be, besides my stories, would be Grand Theft Auto videos. Grand Theft Auto has a feature, it's called Rockstar Editor, to where you can record a clip and then you can just move around in different perspectives. Oh, it lets you just create Grand Theft Auto clips from a perspective of free roaming and how you want it to look. And if a person edits videos, they let you not only edit the video, but you can create the angles you want and the scenes you want. So it's just, it's kind of, it's very time consuming, but just the person who likes video editing is very fun and keeps skills sharp. So that's probably one of the things I take interest in the most. It just takes a lot of time because I'm kind of a perfectionist. So I kind of like things a certain way. So.
No, I can tell you got good video editing skills too. All those little, like the little commentary vids on the different shows, they're so well edited. I was is he editing the video before the audio? Like, what is he doing? This is so good. But okay, Grand Theft Auto has all of that in the built in the video game.
Yes. Yes. It's called Rockstar Editor.
These games got too much going on.
It's definitely a lot. It's definitely a lot, man. And I'm just tough trying to keep up in the future, man. It's tough.
No, it definitely is. I saw, though, that you created like a little, you did a Attack on Titan video.
Yes.
That would have rolling. You called, I think the guy's name was Hans, the dude Hans, the talk about fake Naruto.
Yeah, the generic shadow clone, man. Pissed me off. I don't know why I had hope in him as a character, but man, let me down twice.
No, twice. I was sad when he died, though, because I really did think he was going to make a difference. I was Hans is coming through.
And it's tough to feel sad for Attack on Titan deaths because it's like they're just so open with it. Like people get slaughtered all the time. So to feel for a character dying, that's a different type of emotion.
No, that's so real. And so that kind of brings us to this episode, because on my last podcast we talked about Willie, and a lot of what we talked about was what we thought was gonna happen to Willie. I said I thought the Warhammer Titan was gonna fly through, pick Willie up, save him, shoot, dang near, Willie might be the Titan, I don't know.
Okay.
Plot twist, literally like not even 5 minutes into the episode and that theory's literally done, over, Willie's gone.
Over with,
but okay, today you guys, I'm not gonna do a full-blown recap like I usually do because this episode was too much. I would have to tell y'all every single thing that happened, but we are going to just go through some of the key moments and things that we have to remember, because I feel like this episode answered, well, a lot of my questions personally, and like definitely let me know where everybody is. So yeah, I feel like this was a pretty good one. But like I said, we start off, this man Willie is gone. He's dead. He's
out of there.
Out of there. We had him for a whole two episodes.
It was such an important character to them.
Literally to them and to me, I was like, should we really care about this man? Like, what should I be thinking about him? But gone. And it's crazy because McGath and all of them knew what was going on, or they knew something was happening.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't understand that. Like, I was not catching up on that until this episode where they full-blown just told us, like, yeah, they knew this was happening. That's why, you know, the tanks was there, people was there ready, but I'm like,
Aaron's yeah, they didn't expect that, though. Yeah, that's a different type of surprise. Yikes.
McGath in the corner talking about, that's Aaron Yeager himself. Yes, that is Aaron Yeager himself.
In the flesh, in the armor.
Literally, in the armor. Okay, so we know McGath and all of them knew that people from Paradis had infiltrated. How they know, we don't know, but they know people were there. But they didn't care. They were going to let the Eldians die regardless.
Regardless.
And we see Sophia and Udo, the two people whose names I have not been able to remember until this episode, are dead.
Goodbye. Gone, yep. Was prospects for the future at that.
Literally, prospects for the future, and they're gone. I mean, I had a feeling they weren't going to be, you know, around too long, but just straight up dead.
He got, Buddy got trampled. That was rough. Like, Attack on Titan is one of those shows you actually got to, like, just look in the background and stuff just to see what's going on. Because when Aaron broke out there, people was getting crushed in the stands if people look closely. And then how Buddy got trampled, I was like, dang, man.
No, right away. Like, as soon as he popped out, Muggs was already done. You seeing rocks smashing people's heads.
Man.
I was like, God dang.
Not for the weak heart.
Not at all. Okay, we also found out Willie's sister is the Warhammer. Now, I was saying that I thought she was the maid. I thought she was the maid. Like, her in the mixed in with the family, her little outfit, I definitely thought she was the maid and not his sister.
Yeah.
But she's the Warhammer. Did you expect that?
No, I definitely did, because they didn't even show anything about her. I mean, they showed some flashes of the other Titans and talked a little bit about Reiner. But, yeah, I definitely think that Warhammer caught me off guard for real. But and it's crazy how it just shows Aaron's growth. Like, he's a real Titan from I Can Peep Game to the point how when she transformed, like, yo, you transformed from the feet first. That just shows, like, hey, I ain't understand that until he pointed out like that. Get the, instead of going from the nape, she went from the feet to – yeah, he leveled up on him. This is a serious character right now. He was a crybaby at first, but boy, this is a bad brother right now.
No, a completely different character. Like, I feel like we were kind of seeing it a little bit, but this Aaron is a completely different character. Even the way his Titan looks.
Yes.
His Titan looks like he didn't been undercover for a few years.
Yeah.
Like,
so do you think he's wrong for what he did?
You know, I had to take a strong pause on that one, because I was going to say, I was going to say no. I was going to say, I don't think he's wrong, but.
Okay, but.
I don't understand his plan. I don't get where he's going with this, because in my head, if Marley knew what was about to happen and they, you know, were like, well, not knew what was about to happen, but they knew that people had infiltrated and they set this up, like, this would be the perfect set for, you know, for Aaron or somebody to pop in. He did it. And in my head, Aaron is smarter than that, or he should be smarter than that right now.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is your plan? Like, what was the point? Do you think he was wrong for what he did?
No, I don't. I think that was, it was fair off the strength of that. Man, it's like karma. That's how he grew up. He was just chilling as a kid. Folks buzzed down the wall. Titans chew up the fam and crush the homies, and his life was forever changed. And then he realized he is a Titan and people still coming after him. And yeah, it's time to, I need to go ahead and look these people in the eyes. Popped up on Reiner. Yeah, sit down, man. We need to talk, man. And y'all, cause they was really hoeing Aaron for the longest. Like, he got really whooped. I mean, if it was, what's the best way to say this? If all those Titan fights was just one-on-one without the help of Levi and Mikasa and all everybody else, he would have got whooped and he would have been kidnapped, because they was beating his ass for the longest. And he dropped him, Reiner dropped him, and the Colossal Titan, he really ain't no fighter, but a one-on-one, he might have been able to snatch him up. So, yeah, man, I gotta avenge my pride, man. See, he popped up by himself. Let me handle my own business, man. Because Titan to Titan, y'all ain't finna just be pulling up on me like this anytime y'all want. So, yeah, I think it was called for. And he know the game, eat a Titan and take their memories and abilities. I need that Warhammer up out of you. Because he knew, because if you think about it, he knew the Titan's title, like, I can eat the Warhammer Titan. So how does he know about that? Essentially, unless folks is doing research. So I mean,
that's what I'm saying. Like, what has he been doing in Marley? Like, I really feel like Aaron knows. Like, I just feel like he's like five steps ahead of them. And I do think he needs to eat the Warhammer. What is he about to be if he has the attack, the Warhammer, and the Fang Titan all within him?
Yes. That's a bad brother. With the control of the Titans in the wall, that's a tough L to hold.
Yeah, and if you really think about it too, I was thinking about this, like, really what Aaron doing is not nearly as bad as what Reiner, Bertolt, and Annie did. Like, they, like you said, they destroyed the wall. Hella Titans infiltrated, killing hella people. Like,
yes.
You know, then it was like all this, like, fam, all just hella stuff just going on. Displacement, the whole little island is just
Aaron, yeah.
Now he did kill innocent people, but he was one Titan doing some
right, and they was there cheering it on when he was talking, yeah, we gonna kill Aaron and do all this. Yeah, kill Aaron. All right. Keep that same energy when I pop out this wall on y'all then. So. Yeah, man. Now, if you would have just popped up on some, they didn't declare war, then I might have been like, he was kind of wrong, but they literally declared war on him. So, shit.
literally declare war on him. But yeah, I don't know though. Okay, so how do you feel about the fact that, all right, what was crazy to me, the moment the Warhammer was like, Aaron, I'm about to kill you, Aaron's like, damn, Mikasa, this would be the time to save me. This would be the little time. I'm like, one, you almost die again. What is up with that? What is up with that? But two, they didn't know, or like, this wasn't a group decision. This wasn't a group plan. But I mean, do you, okay, you know the guys who capture Peek and Porco, the guy, the Marlin?
Yeah, the undercover homie.
That's Armin. Like, you think that's Armin?
I do kind of think that, but I don't know, because Attack on Titan just always tricks me. So I'm tired of thinking I know what it is, and then I get bamboozled. So I don't know who that could be now. That could be somebody he made me crazy home, for all I know.
But see, the only reason why I'm like, that got to be Armin is I don't think that Aaron would flat out act by himself. And while I do think that Aaron is smart, like he is smarter than, from what I'm assuming, he's smarter than like McGath and all them. I just feel like Armin got the plans. Like Aaron might have Armin in on this, but everybody else has no clue what's happening.
Yeah, because I mean, Armin's the colossal type, so he got the memories of stuff anyway. So he'll look at it from a different perspective opposed to everybody else. So yeah, that is a something to consider. Yeah, it's a man. That was a tough episode, man. I don't think he's wrong for it. That was a tough episode. I'm happy though. I'm happy that he kicked down some doors and he making it happen on his own.
No, I totally agree. Because I mean, like, before, literally all he did was listen to other people. I think it was like in the first season, Levi was like, you know, you have to make your own decision. Like, at the end of the day, you know, are you going to trust us? Are you going to do what you want to do? Like, it's up to you. And I mean, he is one of the only ones that is a Titan. Like, really only he knows what it's like. So he has to make those decisions. But the coldest in this man's eyes, because it's like, you didn't kill kids. And he just looking scared.
Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. That's not my fault.
He literally like, man, I had to do it. But do you feel like he's wrong for just acting by himself though, and not at least telling them what's going on?
No, because if I have a Titan ability, it's like y'all not gonna see stuff from how I see it anyways. It's like how you brought an Armin. Yeah, he's a strategic person off the rip, but now you also have the memories of buddies, so you see it from a different perspective opposed to me listening to these other people say, no, we can't do this, man. Don't you think we need, I ain't trying to hear that stuff, man. This is to Titan, I got some business I need to handle. So from that perspective, no, perfectly fine. And I really don't even think the Warhammer would have killed him because they need to eat him. So if they would have killed him, that would have just prolonged the problem of their peace, because the colossal Titans are still in the wall. So I mean, yeah, I think he definitely was playing chess with him. Is playing chess with him. He know they can't kill him because he's valuable to them. So, it's going to be ugly for them. Because he can kill all them and snatch their powers, but they need to savor him and kind of experiment on him first before they can get him out the game.
Right. But how they going to do that, though? I feel like it's going to get to the point where they're going to be like, fuck it, just kill him. Anybody, just kill this man. Like,
that's definitely what they have to do. But if you get that Warhammer Titan, I don't know how his abilities even change. Because, I mean, would that affect him? Does he even have to be in the Titan anymore? Or can he just control it as a puppet type deal? How she was coming, and she was at the bottom of the stage doing all of that. So I don't know how his abilities are altered like that. Because those are, with the fact that he could tell Titans what to do, and then he ain't got to be inside of a Titan for it to operate. So,
And we haven't really seen like a Titan hybrid for real. Like, yeah, he has the attack and the founding Titan, but him not being able to fully control, or so we know as of right now, him not being able to like fully control that. But like, if he was, let's say, colossal and also a armored Titan, what would that even look like?
Yeah.
Let alone like the abilities, like what would that be?
Real spiel. He definitely doing himself to be OP. Because I don't know who says who's to say what the Warhammer then ate or then did thus far to become. Because that's an OP ability to use your hardening to make any weapon you want on command.
Absolutely. Very versatile. Like, crazy. So you literally are creating anything you want.
Yes.
You know, something in me is kind of blown that the fight between them ended that quickly, though. Like, I feel like it could have gone on a little longer, though. I wanted to see the Warhammer creating all types of stuff.
I think they'll probably leave that for room when Aaron mess around and or whoever eats that Titan and get that ability. Then they'll utilize it. But I think this was that fight. You know how shows that make a character get whooped to just show how strong another character is until they get whooped? So it's just one of those chains of command. So, yeah, to show that the Warhammer Titan got the nape blew off and was still able to bounce back up and was able to make a weapon this quick out of that. That just so when he do it, we don't like, oh, man, that's cheating. How are you able to do that? Because, yeah, it was a lot. Really, he was outmatched. He was definitely outmatched. If it was just a one-on-one and we here to kill, I definitely don't think he would have came out that alive. He said he would have came out that alive. He used all his power to beat the Titan head in and most got right back up. So, yeah, if they was trying to kill him, he probably would have got ghost that episode, unfortunately.
Dang. What would have happened if Falco ain't send them little letters to Mikasa and for real, though?
Yeah. Oh, good question. If those letters went, he probably still would have been about that action.
Probably. Like they,
it just would have been different. Like, they got to eat him, so they got to take him through that little pro. You remember how they had him chained up and doing all that crazy stuff whenever, what's
Victoria?
So, if they got to go through all this ritual stuff just to consume a brother, then who knows how long the process truly takes. So, yeah, he definitely was playing with fire, but hey, that's the art of war.
What do you think happened to Reiner and Falco?
Man, I think Falco will be the, what's the best way to say it? I think he's going to be the glass is half full perspective to Gabby. Because from Gabby's perspective, she's trying to kill somebody. Because her homies just died, her city been attacked, and all she knows is they the enemies. But Falco, on the other hand, her and explained all of this on how Reiner really just came in and did the same thing to him that he did to y'all. So I feel like want those two would be a balance off of each other. I don't know which way they're going to go, but they definitely see both sides of the same coin. Reiner, on the other hand, man, I think he just needs to go ahead and hold this L, man. He might put up a battle, but he already going crazy mentally. So I don't even know. Oh, time out. Is the Beast Titan Aaron's uncle? Because I know he has his last name. I didn't know
if Titan is Aaron's brother.
Ah, that's what. Okay. Now that. Okay. You just. Okay. Okay.
Isn't that wild?
Yes. Okay. I didn't know that.
Right? Like, okay. See, this. That's the thing. I know that to be the fact, but that was ruined for me. Like, I've known that since season two, like, since we met Beast Titan, someone who reads the manga told me that. But it has come out in the anime, but it's been not like made a big deal. Like they just kind of said it. Like Reiner was like, not Reiner, what's his name? Zeke. When he said he wanted to go back to Paradis, he kind of made the comment of like, I want to right the wrongs of my father, Grisha or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay. So that's how they're gonna let us know. And then they like cut to the little like opening sequence, but it wasn't made a bigger deal than that. I think they're gonna save a lot of that story and all that stuff for when like, I expect Aaron to have to fight Beast Titan or something about to happen with them. I'm expecting. So okay. I think they're going to save a lot of that for that. But no, yeah, that's his brother.
All right. So if that's the case, I'm trying to put it together in my head now. So, okay, that's his brother. And is his mom the Titan that ate Aaron's mom?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Ain't that crazy?
Yes. Plot twist. Yikes. Okay. Huh.
It's ridiculous that the Titan that ate Aaron's mom on episode one is the mother of this man that's dang near ruining Aaron's life.
Like, oh man, this is the story is so in depth. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, even I think it was episode like 3 or 4 or something like that where Aaron talked to Grisha's dad. Dr. Yeager or Mr. Yeager. And that was crazy to me. I was like, dang, this is his grandfather. He's talking about, do you have any?
Damn.
zero. He cared 0%. He was just sitting there like, it is what it is. So you think that Reiner's not dead?
No, I don't think he's dead at all. I feel like, yeah, I don't think they couldn't kill him like that. He can't be dead off of something like that. He'll probably be that enemy that gets whooped before the final battle happens. Or he might mess around and try to, I don't know, the way he be been mentally breaking down, he might off himself personally. Wasn't his time is pretty much up for the Titan, though, isn't it? So he has to pass that along anyways pretty soon. So, yeah, that might be his demise. Go ahead and make this happen while we got time. Because, yeah, he messed up in the head. I don't think you want to run that round with Aaron, especially if you got the Warhammer Titan inside of him, too.
I don't think he has anything. I think the only thing he cares about now really are those kids. Like, he has nothing to protect or fight for anymore. Like, I can see him. I agree. I feel like he's going to tell one of the kids to eat him. But who you think going to do it? Or if that is to happen, who would you think going to do it?
I'm saying Falco. I'm saying, man, Gabby definitely going to catch a body, though. Two of the characters, you know, I feel like she's going to catch at least two bodies. Two of the people that we've seen in the scouts, but we don't really know them that well. And yeah, I think they definitely just going to get built up over the next few episodes just to get dropped, man.
Yeah, because Sasha asked, that didn't make no sense. I mean, nah, that didn't make no sense. Sasha stood there, killed everyone in the scene, looked at Gabby and let her live. That was a mistake.
That was a mistake. But she don't know Gabby, though. She just see a young girl.
Yeah, that young girl is going to whoop that ass.
Definitely. It's definitely going to come back to haunt him. Yeah. R.I.P. Commander Irwin, man. He would have been proud to see this episode. Man, that's when I stopped thinking I knew what I'm talking about with Attack on Titan. After Commander Irwin kept, hey, man, we need to figure out what's in this basement. We doing this to figure out what's in the basement. Hey, what's in the basement? Come on, we need to see what's in the basement. In the episode, we find out what's in the basement. He died one episode early. Oh, my gosh. Like, you were so close, Commander Irwin. So close.
That's one of my only, like, real issues with Attack on Titan. Now, I am Team Armin. At first, I was like, oh, they're 100% going to choose Irwin. Like, it don't make no sense. Like, yes, we love Armin as a character. He's great, but people be dying. Like, it's his time to die. They're going to pick Irwin. He has led them to all of this. But when they gave the little spiel for Armin, talking about all the stuff that he had figured out, was like, this kid does know what he's talking about.
Definitely. He put the up on Annie. Definitely.
But I do think that Irwin would have been so proud of these people today. Irwin would have been number one charging in to say, he would have been like, we are here. Like, I still just can't. It's just so funny to me that on Paradise Island, they really are using like horses and carriages and spears and bows and arrows and stuff. And over here in Marley, it's literally like a modernized place.
Yeah. Right?
Did you see their suits? Like, did you notice the scouts' little suits that they had on?
They look more high-tech, a little more futuristic. Yeah, they definitely...
For real? Who created these suits? I'm expecting Hanji to bring herself out somewhere.
Yeah, it's just crazy. And they're actually shooting now. You know, the first season, we didn't use nothing but swords. And then, I can't think of his name. What's the guy? He grew up with Levi. He was basically like his pops. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Kenny Ackerman.
Kenny, yes. Kenny came in the game and they were shooting shit. Folks was getting their heads popped. And now you see that's. So they kind of really using their technology in a sense now I'm thinking about it. They kind of snatched some of their stuff off of them. So it was like a hybrid in a sense, yeah, because that sword shit only got so far and folks can shoot cannons out of a pistol, yeah.
Yeah, but when I, like, for real, though, like, really thinking about it in Paradis, you know, the whole just the, like, there's no war, we're all about peace, all that stuff, they really had no need for guns, for real, you know, like, they're fighting Titans. And them guns not doing nothing against no Titans. So when Kenny Ackerman pulled out some guns, the scouts was shook. They're talking about
kill humans. Yeah.
Right. They looking like you're trying to kill me, not these Titans. What's going on?
You some Titans over here, man. That's a tough world to be in. All right, because it sounds messed up to say, but I would leave a lot of people if a Titan chasing me, man. Like, you know how scary movies, people are tripping, fall. That's just the person with the knife. A Titan, man. Sorry.
Yeah, it's a no-go for me. It's a no-go. Like, you know, you got the Titans that are slow, and they don't really walk really fast, and, you know, they're huge, clunky. And then you got the Titans that are literally like critters, like rolling up on you. Oh, my
goodness, yes.
Popping up on you, like, I don't have time for that. I couldn't imagine the fear of could you live knowing that you could become a Titan, though?
Are we talking in a Titan of, like, a grunt Titan or somebody who has a Titan ability?
Just a Titan, like, you are an Eldian.
Yeah, I don't want to be experimented on. I'm cool on that. But if I can catch me a quick attack Titan ability or something like that, okay. Might as well get down with the get down, because this being human shit don't like it's working for y'all too much.
No, for real. Talk about, okay. So you telling me I could be the attack Titan? Nah, that's real. Okay, so if you had to be a Titan, you would want to be the attack Titan?
I'd probably pick the armor. I feel like I'd probably pick the armor, because that's just I feel most safe with that. Most defense-wise, like, okay, even if I can't throw no hands, you're not going to slash me up like everybody else real quick. Now I feel, because, yeah, I get my Titan ability and really leave. Yeah, I'll just chill in the forest and live amongst the other Titans, bump it.
That's real. You could live anywhere if you're a Titan. Like, if you have one of the nine, you for real can live anywhere.
Which ability would you choose?
Okay, my first thought was, okay, the female Titan was just so raw. Like, she was just so cold to me. And I think if her heart was really in it, like, Annie to me never really, she didn't really care that much, for real. Like, she was cold, but I just feel like if she really was Team Marley, like, if she was how Gabby feels about being a Titan, I think Annie would have been something else. I hope she comes back. But now, absolutely the Warhammer. That, the ability just to materialize anything is just too raw.
Yeah. So what was Annie's ability? What made her different amongst
man? You tell me. I think it was just that she like was very fast. She was like, I think she was an overall just like a fighter, like
a well-balanced Titan type deal.
Yeah. And I think her like her crystal, like in the first season when she pulled up, they really made her crystallization a thing. Like they were like, she can crystallize parts of her body and all that stuff. But it seems like a lot of the Titans have something like that or another.
What do you think is going to happen with her? Because she's still held in the little crystallized whatever deal. I don't know the term for it, but she can still get eight, basically.
Man, so I don't even know. But the fact that they gave, like, I think it was the episode before this, where her dad talked to Reiner's mom and he was like, I don't believe she's dead, like she promised to come home to me and stuff. I don't think they would have showed us that if she wasn't coming back. Now, how's she gonna come back? I do not know. She's been in that little crystal thing for quite some time.
Yeah. So you said you'll pick the Warhammer Titan, but that's the risk that you can't travel that far though.
Man, that's real. Unless I would just have my Titan pick me up. My Titan would just have to hold me, you know, maybe crystallize a little, like, a cart or something like that.
So, hey, that would work. Okay.
See, I didn't even think about that, though. I didn't even think about that. But it is also to their advantage that they're not in the Nape. I can't believe Aaron even noticed that.
Yeah, that's some Titan to Titan stuff. Yeah, somebody who ain't been no Titan won't notice that. If you transformed enough times, though, because who has he seen? How do you pronounce his name? Bertholdt? How you say his name?
I say Bertholdt.
I'm just calling him Bert. So he done seen Bert and Reiner transform, then seen Annie transform, and his experience. So yeah, to see three Titans, has it just been those three? And I guess you can say Artemis in a way. Has it been any other Titans? And then Ymir, Ymir, however her name is pronounced. So yeah, to see five out of the what? Nine Titans in a sense transform and all of them going from their feet except this one. Yeah, you'll peep that out instantly. Time out. Especially when I'm beating your head and ain't nothing happening either. Yeah, that's a you're grown out here now. It's a different Aaron. I'm happy to see him like this.
I am too. But even with the okay, so when he was beating the Warhammer's head, my first thought though was, I don't know if you remember this, but in season three, they almost killed Reiner like three times, but he kept transferring his consciousness to other parts of his body so that he wouldn't die.
Uh-huh.
You remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah. So you think that was you think that's an all-Titan ability, or maybe that was just
that's just where my head went. My head was like, maybe that's what she's doing. But overall, I think that was ridiculous. That didn't make no sense. So he's
immortal? Yeah, hopefully they just chucked it up to that's his type of ability and try to cover up their writing. Because, it definitely didn't make any sense because he was definitely getting pieced up a few times. Got munched on a few times. But, yeah, that's probably why he's crazy now. The writers can't even make sense out of him. He don't know what to think. He don't know what show he in anymore. Don't know how old he is. His mustache, I ain't finished drawing it in yet.
Mustache. You bogus. Somebody ain't finished drawing his mustache. And listen, everybody loves the goatee. I'm a fan of the goatee. I'm a fan of goatee Reiner for sure. Okay. Do you feel bad for the Marley? Okay, so do you feel bad for the Eldians and Marley? How do you feel about the whole situation? Like, what's going on?
I feel that it was, how do you feel over the whole situation, old liar? It was solid how he fessed up and spilt all the beans, but like if that was how the story really went, like this guy didn't really end the war. He only ended the war because he wanted to go chill by himself and be peaceful. Then it was bound to happen at the end of the day. Like because he said, yeah, once my time is up, then leave the island alone, basically. They ain't leave the island alone. They brought that on themselves in the grand scheme of things. I mean, yeah, you can go back to whoever made the Titans kind of brought it on themselves. But if he tried to isolate himself on the island and let things be, maybe stuff still would have been peaceful. They would never shatter at the wall trying to find stuff out. So personally, yeah, I think they brought that all on themselves, man. King tried to just be cool. I got the walls secure, man. You don't break in because you know it's hella Titans out here. And you leave us alone because you know it's hella Titans out here. So just let us be. And folks know we need that power up out you, homie. And they took the credit already. Like, they were just being selfish. Folks already thought they was the heroes for quote-unquote ending the war, which they really didn't. But then y'all got the nerve to try to snatch buddy stuff too? No, man. Y'all, yeah. That was just being greedy, man. That was just being very greedy. Or at least Reiner and them could have just kept it 100 with Aaron. Like, from Titan to Titan, man. Hey, we got to holler at you. If my brother over there, what you want, man? I'm Titan. You a Titan. We can go see what's in the basement together. Yeah, that was their fault. That was their fault. They was bent on revenge. And they still had the war won in the public eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel bad.
I don't know, though. Like, they are just so brainwashed. They're brainwashed. Like, it's bad. Even listening to Gabby talk about we have to prove that we're this. Willie, in the beginning of the episode, this man was like, all Eldians are scum. Or what he say? Like, they're devils and all that stuff. Like, he was going hard. I'm like, that's you. You are one.
Whole time, yeah. And then that's even more dirty because he set everybody up in the grand scheme. Like, of course, yeah, if we letting people on our island, a leader just has to assume that somebody who not with us going to get in. But to put all the military on one side because he know they'll get caught, like, he set people up at the end of the day. That was pretty grimy on his part. I'm going to seat these people right here, seat these people right there, invite all the news so they can tell everybody how it go down, man. Yeah, that's a grimy guy right there, man. He got what he wanted.
The Tibers are the worst.
Dirty.
They the worst. To me, it's their fault. All of this is on them.
Yes, and just show you how life can be, man. Let the right person say it. The good guy can look like the bad guy, and the bad guy can look like the good guy. So it's tough, man. It's definitely a lot of lessons being shown in Attack on Titan.
For real, I can't wait until everything is all said and done, and we know all the truth. Because I mean, all the manga readers I know are like, "You're not." Because I like to try to predict what's going on. Like, I want to be able to say, "I saw this shit coming. I saw it coming." But everyone's like, "Lene, like, you're not. You. It's unpredictable. It's so unpredictable." And I have a feeling that it has something to do with the story we're being told. Like, we've been told the story of Ymir, the Marleyans, and Ymir and the Eldians, and then the Marleyans. We've been told that story so many times in different ways that I'm like, can we get a flashback, please? Can we see the truth?
Right.
I want to see King Fritz be like, I'm headed over to the island.
Let's show these colossal titans forming that wall, because he tens of millions. Like, even if you just undertone it, that's at least a million. So a million colossal titans, man, that's tough.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, were those people? Or were those like, you know, were those human beings that he was like, true, big bad million, at least a million of y'all are now titans and y'all are all colossals. Like,
yeah, because they did Pastor Nick, was that his name?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they did him greasy. He kept death before dishonor. He ain't spilled not an ounce of beans, man. He was not snitching on nobody. I can't talk about nothing. You get the, yeah, man. All right, you gonna talk or something? Yeah, man. I'm glad this anime can show, like, it works with the imagination and creative story, but also shows, like, just the elements of human nature. Because it's definitely folks that can get treated the same way. You don't want to talk, huh? We got something for you. Now he ain't gonna talk no more. So, yeah, man.
It really does show human nature. Like, even Aaron just being like, just like you, Reiner, I'm gonna keep moving forward. I gotta do what I gotta do. Like, I infiltrated. I see that y'all live like how we live, is good people, is bad people, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. And then in that same sense, you can say he might have not did that if Reiner would have gave him a great excuse. Because he asked, like, man, how did my moms die? Why did my moms die? Like, he answered that because we broke the wall, yada, yada, yada. But that ain't our fault, man. They raised you like this. You a kid. They plugged this in your head. You was brainwashed. No, it was my fault. We wanted to go to this. I told them to stop. And no, they told me to stop. And I said, we're going to keep going. Fuck what they talking about. And we did all of that stuff. All right, well, I tried to be nice. But he literally admitted it.
Right.
So I wanted to do it. I'm the reason your mom died. All right, if I'm a titan and you told me that, that's all I need to hear.
Right, Aaron talking about, man, I understand, you know, you were a kid, you were brainwashed, for real. Writers talking about, no, I did that, I wanted to be that nigga, like, it was me.
Yes, it was me. And he say all that, then somebody above you talking about, we declaring war on Aaron, bitch ass, we need to kill him. Anytime since we see him off with his head, oh, okay. Yeah, they brought that on themselves. Because then it's just, what happens with the island? Is that just Aaron's new domain when everything's said and done? Or does he just take over the world in a sense? Because really, he could take over the world. That was just the reason why the king went to the island, to keep all the titans in this area. But shit, let them all go, then the world is ours.
So. Nah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, do you have any predictions for what's about to happen? Like, what you think Aaron's gonna do, like what his position is about to be?
I think he's about to get a nice power up. And damn, how many titans would that be? We got the Beast Titan. He already, the Warhammer Titan already looked like a silver. So what, they got three titans over there then? Well, four counting Reiner. So they had five. Okay, so Warhammer, Reiner. I don't know the two names that run on all fours. It's the one that tried to bite him and got his jaw snapped by Levi.
The heart and the jaw titan.
Okay, Carton Jaw Titan, and then the Beast Titan. So total of five Titans over there. One of them going, which is the Warhammer. Yeah, I think he can take all of them with the Warhammer's ability. And the Beast Titan, did he really have any real skills, or was he just large?
So the Beast Titan can.
He was smart.
He can create Titans.
Ah, I missed that one.
Yeah, so in the first episode, seasons ago, Connie's whole town or whatever on Paradise Island, everyone got turned into a titan. And they were like, how the hell did they do this? But now we saw
mom, right?
Yeah, that was Connie's mom.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. In this, the beginning of this season, I don't know if you remember this scene, that was sad as hell. That scene made me be like, I need to take a little breath. But it was like all of the Eldians, in the very first episode, they started throwing, like all the people started falling off the plane. And then Zeke was like, he just did a big ass yell. And all of them just turn into Titans.
I do remember that. Okay. Okay. I definitely didn't catch that as an ability, but I do remember that. Yeah, I didn't know if they just had some drop them now and at this time, adrenaline will push and make them turn Titans. I didn't know that was his ability. Okay.
Man. Interesting. But dang. Okay. If that's the case, literally all he has to do is step onto the scene and create Titans then. What can they do to defeat him at that point?
I mean, but if Aaron got the coordinate tightened, that'd be bad on him because he can tell them what to do.
That's kind
of a damn moment. So
that was good. That was good. I was like, yeah, okay, that was good. That was good.
Do you think anybody in their group turn into a titan on some like consume this titan to keep it in?
I'm hoping Mikasa gets some. I'm hoping she eats some because that would.
You like to see her turn into a titan?
Absolutely. I think it's right. You know, Aaron has one, Armin has one. I think Mikasa, she, you know, get a little some. And I really think she would be like the ultimate warrior for sure. Like she's cold.
Do you think that'll take away from her? Cause she was cold without, like, I don't really remember too many highlights from Armin or Aaron just slashing Titans or coming in clutch without a Titan ability. She just off the rip, straight for the nape. So you think that'll kind of,
I guess her thing is she doesn't need a Titan ability because, like, you know, the Ackermans are who they are. They raw as hell. It's in their blood. But I'm looking at it like, I'm already cold. Why not become just that colder, you know? Like, I don't think the writers will do that because, like you said, like, Aaron, Armin, they needed it more than Mikasa literally was fighting the Warhammer by herself.
Right? Herself. Without knowing anything about it.
Without knowing anything. Aaron talking about distractor. She said big
dad. Yeah, that's confidence.
Confidence. So she don't really need nothing, but at the same time, it will be raw to see. But other than her, I mean, who do you think? You think that somebody could get one?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, they develop their characters in a balanced sense, but I don't know who would actually need one. So maybe besides the kids, maybe if the kids come aboard, they kind of push it to them. But I wouldn't be able to trust them personally. Like they said, we're just going to bring Gabby back to the island. She's a soldier of war or something like that. I wouldn't be able to trust her, man. She might restart the cycle. Now she do the same thing to them that Aaron did to him, that Ryan did to them. So this is damn. There's going to be another kid that see Gabby go crazy night, man.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how that cycle goes.
I'm like, maybe Falco, but it don't seem like Aaron give no cares about Falco. He transformed and was like, "You, whatever happens to you happens." So.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody said, though, the reason he kept Falco down there so Reiner wouldn't transform and get it on the Kraken. Use it more to protect Falco opposed to, if you transform right here, I'll transform right here and we can get it on. Put the kid's safety first. I get that do kind of make sense. He kind of was a hostage in that situation then.
That do make sense because it is kind of like, what do you care if Falco stays down there for real? I mean, that does make sense. That does make sense. Or he could have known that. Nah, I was gonna say maybe he knew Reiner was gonna try to protect him. Nah, I'm trying to make Falco more important to Aaron than he is. Aaron probably don't give. He probably don't give. You right. He probably was just like, I need you as a hostage, like you said. Damn.
Because as soon as he started transforming, that's what Reiner did, turned to Falco to try to cover him up. So, I mean, yeah, who knows what Reiner would have did if Falco went down there.
Okay, predictions for the next episode. What do you think's about to go down?
Somebody got to die on Aaron's side. Somebody in the scouts got to get caught. And maybe not die, just drastically injured to kind of even out the playing field because it's – even though he then came in and demolished all the stuff, they still at war and they still in the base of the enemies in a sense. They done called the Navy to them. We got other soldiers coming. So somebody got to get got. It has to be casualties. And the way Attack on Titan work, everybody's if you ain't the main characters, you fair game to get your head snatched off. So I definitely think somebody got to get got. I don't know which Titan to die between the cart and the other one, but yeah, it's looking ugly. Because then he was surprised to see like humans fighting Titans. Like, he wasn't ready for that. He, damn, I'm a Titan. Y'all trying to kill me like this? So they really might get both of them out of that episode. So I don't know. Somebody has to die, though. I just don't know who.
You think some of the Titans are going to die without being eaten? You think some of the Titan powers are going to be kind of lost?
Okay, when we say die without being eaten, would that be like what Annie's going through right now? Or just like...
Well, I mean, Annie's like, so let's say like the guy Porco, right? At the end, Jaw Titan, like you said, was like, dang, like y'all are humans. Y'all are trying to fight me. Like, let's say... Well, I guess they wouldn't just straight up kill him. They would slice the neck and take his body out. Okay. Because I was going to say, like, they about to kill him, but they're not going to actually kill him. Okay.
And then with that, so how does the crystallizing work when, so Annie's in their crystal bubble after her Titan situation happened, and then the Warhammer Titan was in the same crystallized deal. So is that just a Titan thing, or...
I thought that was just the Annie thing, but then it was like Aaron can crystallize or harden parts of his body, but I think it's supposed to be a different crystal than the one that Annie's in. But apparently the material of the walls that the Colossal Titans are in is supposed to be the same material as the crystal Annie's in. So I kind of low-key just feel like all Titans have that like crystallization function, but
yeah.
I don't know how you can kill them in it. I think you can't kill them in it.
Yeah. Maybe get crunched.
Right.
Because he was about to eat the Warhammer just like an apple. So
maybe he can just eat it. But I guess we're gonna see though. I think it's gonna be a little bit longer of a struggle. Like, I don't think he's just gonna eat the Warhammer. I think this next episode is gonna be, you know, trying to figure out what Reiner, Falco, and Gabby are about to do. I do also think that guy, I think Porco, the Jaw Titan, I think he's about to die for sure. I think he's out the game. And I hate to say it, but I do feel like one of the scouts is about to die. I don't know if it's going to be Sasha. Nah, I think it's going to be Sasha. I think Gabby's going to kill her.
Yeah, anybody now in the fact that the people that we know, like the Gene, Connie, and Sasha, well, what was that other guy? It was a new guy that Gene was talking to. Like,
hey, Flock, the red-haired dude, Flock.
Yeah, has he been around?
He showed up when Erwin led all of them to their deaths, basically, in season three, when they were fighting Beast Titan. He's the one who brought Erwin back. Like, y'all need to get a shot to Erwin. He's still alive. His character, he's the same. He's the same. So I was surprised to see him.
Yeah, because I definitely didn't remember him. I think he might get about the game. Him or Gene, man. I don't know. I hope they don't do Gene like that, though, man. I feel shitty if it was Gene out of everybody else. Just because everybody else had their moments, but he had to play substitute for Aaron a few times. So just that moment of being nervous, like I'm in the back of this car trying to act like the main character. I hope they're like that. But he's in a position to where that would be an emotional roller coaster if he get got. And who knows how stuff will handle, because it seemed like he's in charge of everybody scout-wise. But I mean, besides Levi giving orders, he seems like the most logical person in command, because he was, we're going to chill here and wait. I don't know what's going on. We have to find out next episode type deal. Hey, you chill out, homie. What you doing? So if he go, I don't know how the scouts are really react, because Mikasa really kind of short with her orders, and Levi be on his own stuff as well. So yeah, I don't know how that'll work. And Aaron ain't communicating with nobody for real but Mikasa, so they'll definitely be scout wise kind of out of order if Jin get got. Oh man, that hurts.
Do you think that there's even a thing called the scouts? Like, what is Paradise Island now that they know all of this stuff? Like, I need to know how many episodes are left. I'm like, do we have like 30 episodes or we got like 15 episodes? I'm gonna need a few more episodes.
Too many. True. I forgot what Erin gave the definition from the scouts, and it was basically like just trying to save humanity and find out the mysteries of the Titan. So I guess in the sense of like that, they finding out. So yeah, they still, I guess, can be considered the scouts. Now, I don't know about the police and all them other people. Well, time out. Did the scouts ever get technically brought back though? Because you remember folks had told Erwin, yeah, y'all doing too much. We taking your title away and all that good stuff. So I don't know if they actually, in a city sense, was officially brought back.
See, the last thing that we saw from them before all of this was them going to fight Beast Titan, or I guess their mission was to plug up those walls, and they ended up fighting Beast and Armored and all them. So I would say yes, just because they did that mission, but who's to say after that, like, you know, that could have been their final thing. But
yeah,
well, I mean, they're here geared up, like they have on all the gear, they looking pretty scoutly, so I guess they are still a real thing. I'm talking about they looking pretty scoutly, but they're pretty scoutly. But yeah, okay, cool. I feel like we covered a lot. I have no more freaking predictions. I have no clue at this point who about to say who's about to die next. We're gonna have to just tune in and see. Hopefully they don't take any more breaks,
right?
Yeah, that 2-week break kind of killed me, but
definitely, but it was worth it.
It was. These episodes have been so good since then too.
Aaron get that outfit on? Like, was that outfit on under his stuff? Because you remember he was bandaged up. I can't remember if he talked to Ryan in the same clothes he popped at the Titan. Because he popped at the Titan, my boy had a little button up on shirt under it.
No, he did. Still missing his shoe.
I did peep that out. He was still missing his shoe because his leg grew back. But I don't remember him being fully clothed.
He was. So he had on like that white, like, I don't know, is that a white jacket, gray jacket or something like that? That's what you're talking about, the button up and those like slacks or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had, not you noticing the clothes. I'm like, he had them clothes.
That's definitely what I was thinking about.
Not that being the plot hole, talking about the clothes.
Because they did a detail because he only had one shoe on, and I do remember his leg kind of grew back. So I'm like, I don't remember him having other outfits on though. So yeah, okay.
But how did the clothes not get burned off? He had his, like, the full clothes were on when he came out the Titan too.
Definitely. But damn, but with that though, all the other homies kept their clothes. I remember Andy, she was in the crystal with her clothes on. So I don't know.
You're right.
I don't know how that fully works out, but yeah. You know, I guess that's that Titan magic. So hypothetically, if no one consumes any of these Titans, like let's use the Jaw Titan, for example, if no one takes that ability, is that just a random Titan that Aaron could control? Because there's no like human influence inside of it. Like, would that still be a, like, if can Reiner not be a part of the Armored Titan and that Armored Titan still be an Armored Titan since we got all these Colossal Titans homies out there? You feel me? Like, if they're not humans inside of them, could that just be, you get what I'm asking?
Yes, but I think the answer is no. Like, if, like, there is no Armored Titan without a vessel. So, like, if Reiner dies, that Titan is just gone. So, like, even all of the little Titans that are running around that they've just been killing all the time, like, those are just people that they're, like, they're literally killing people, you know?
Oh, okay. So they're just unaware, in a sense.
Right. Like, they're just not cognitively there anymore. Like, yeah.
It's got a little dark, huh?
No, very dark. That's what I'm saying. Like, the things that they've been killing are them. They've been killing themselves, just in a different form.
All right. When Commander Erwin said who is the true enemy in that one episode, that question still hold weight to this one, man.
Dang.
Yikes. He was ahead of his time.
He was ahead of his time. That is the question I ask every day. Like, who is the enemy in this situation? And we still ask. Wow, that's crazy. This show is too much.
Okay, I'm done interrupting you now. But yes.
Who's the enemy? Those are good questions. That was good. All right, Mo. Yeah, the last thing is just for you to tell the people where they can find you, what you have coming up.
Well, Mo Lowry is the name. I will say some social media links, but I'm kind of a menace to the internet police. So if I say something today, I'm online today, offline tomorrow, but you can always go to molowry.com. That's the home base of things. I'm definitely in the works of dropping more stories and getting animations out on my own accord, just to show our stories and make better heroes for our culture, man. Batman and Spider-Man been around shit since my grandparents was younger than me now. So it's about time we reinvent the cycle and switch up the process a little bit. So yeah, even though I might not be seen personally, my cartoon version be definitely gonna be out here breaking the fourth wall. I'm the new Deadpool out here.
Hey, I'm with it. I love that. I love that. Okay, cool. So I'm going to put all of Mo's links in the description box. Make sure you guys check him out. Again, he's hilarious, very talented. Yeah, and if you guys want more on AOT, make sure you guys check me out on YouTube. You can find me at TheAnimeNay, and on all the other social medias, it's at @The_AnimeNay. Yeah, so come check me out, come chat, and I will talk to y'all next time. Bye.
Goodbye.